お聞きの放送は SBS ラジオの日本語放送です。
シドニーでおなじみのバスカー太陽マーシャン君、現在チャンネル7で放送中のオーディション番組オーストラリアンアイドルに出演している15歳です。太陽君には今からおよそ2年前2023年13歳の時にお母さんの幸子さん、そしてお父さんのジュリアンさんと共にインタビューをしました。スタジオ収録では歌を披露してくれるというサプライズもありました。今日はそのインタビューを改めてお届けします。日英でインタビューを行うポッドキャストシリーズバイリンガルチットチャットからです。それではどうぞ。 You're listening to SBS Japanese Podcast Bilingual Chit Chat and I'm your host Yumi ObaIn this podcast series, we welcome people with Japanese heritage or those who have connection to Japan and their culture. Perhaps you have visited the country before or you are learning the language. Regardless, we want to hear your story. We don't want language to be the barrier in telling your story. So here in Bilingual Chit Chat, we hear from talents and their families in both Japanese and English. 日本にルーツを持つ方、日本語を学んでいる方、日本をこよなく愛する方、日本語を流暢に話せなくても自身のストーリーを伝えたい、日本への愛を話したい、そんなゲストに日英でインタビューするポッドキャストです。 So join me on this unique experience. 太陽マーチン can sing in Japanese また一人に帰った and in FrenchAnd of course, English. Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. The 13-year-old boy from Sydney's northern beaches may be a familiar face in Sydney's Manly and Circular Quay, where he has busked since the age of 6. But now, he is also winning hearts in France, where he was featured in The Voice Kids.On the second episode of the Bilingual Chit Chat, I'm joined by the talented Taiyo, his mother Sachiko and his father Julian. Welcome to SBS.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
You know, last time I spoke to you was back in February, just after you returned from your 15 weeks busking tour from Europe. And you did tell me about this show, but I wasn't allowed to make any mention. And I feel like I have been carrying this big secret all this time. So what is it like for you to not be able to tell your friends about what you've just done?
It was so difficult. I had to just hold it back. I had all this pressure behind me not to tell anyone. But then they were close enough, so I told them. I couldn't keep it that long.
So what was your friends' reaction like?
Some friends were like, eh. But some others, they were like, oh my god, wow, that's amazing. Oh, good job. すごい!とかみんな言ってた。
What is it like for you to see yourself on the screen?
It feels so, so, so strange to see me, especially because TV kind of makes you like stretched out a little bit. なんか超変な感じだったな。顔がちょっと丸くなっちゃうね。そしてフランスにいた時に超いっぱい食べてたから、なんかクロワッサンとかバゲット、フォーマージュ、そしてなんかちょっとだけ太ってた。ちょっとなんかキモみたいな。
You know that song you played in the blind audition, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen?That's your favorite song, and I think I remember last time your mother Sachiko-san told me that was one of the first songs that you mastered when you started playing the piano. But what about this piece that attracted you?
I think this piece was like a really good start for me because it included like kind of like a complex piano, and it's not just like just playing chords, but it had the piano itself also had a melody alongside with the voice, and it was a pretty like complex song to learn too, and which really made it quite a challenge for me, and I really enjoyed to learn it in my first week of piano.
That's amazing. That's the first song. There's been many speculation about what the meaning of the song is, but I think it's quite safe to say it's quite a mature lyric for a 13-year-old. But you really make it your own. So how do you interpret this song?
I mean, the song itself means it's basically a story of someone who can't accept themselves. as one. So basically the lyrics is, "Mama just killed a man," which is basically Freddy talking to his past self and telling him that he's not his past self anymore. He's a new person. And I think it's that kind of feeling of rebirth that I can kind of, you know, relate to somehow.
Amazing. And I know you write your own songs, but also cover many songs. What are you looking for in a song when you pick it?
Right now, I really enjoy, like, funky songs with, like, a really nice groove to it. And then, to be honest, I don't really pay much attention to lyrics itself. I prefer maybe the melodies, the groove, and the rhythm to the song.
On The Voice Kids, you are, you know, speaking French, and you're doing quite well. But here you are, you know, you're speaking in English and also answering questions in Japanese. And so you've got three languages under your wing.
Yes.
How do you pick all these three? How do you do it?
Well, basically, I was brought up speaking, like, mostly two languages, French and Japanese, until I went to school. And that's where I mostly spoke English. And now I speak mostly English over than the French and Japanese. And, yeah, basically, I just grew up with these two languages surrounding me, these three languages, sorry, and that's what really helped me.
And do you create and also sing songs in Japanese and French as well?
Not yet.
But you play?
Yes. Yes, I do play in French and in Japanese too, but for the writing, not yet.
Not yet meaning hopefully in the future?
Yeah, hopefully in the future I'll be able to write songs in French or Japanese.
Yes. What he's not saying is he's got a lot of followers in Brazil for some reason.
Brazil?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he learned a song in Brazilian and he sung in Brazilian.
Wow, I should have got SBS Portuguese to come along. お母さんの幸子さんにお聞きしたいんですけど、バイリンガルの子供を育てるのも大変なんですけど、どのようにトライリンガルを育てていらっしゃるのでしょうか。
いや、私はもう日本語しか話さなくて、息子と娘に。で、旦那はフランス語しか話さないっていう、そのルールを最初になんかもう多分生まれる前に決めて、英語は別に家で使わない。私はもうただ日本語喋るっていうのをただ徹底しただけで、で、日本語学校とかも行ったことないし、多分フランス語はでも特に、アニメとかをフランス語でよく見てて、あと本をストーリータイムとかでフランス語で読み聞かせをしてたのが良かったかなと思うんですけど、日本語は私本もあんま苦手なので、学校も行ってないし、ただ喋ってるだけって感じです。
家族で会話するときはどうするんですか？
すごい謎な会話で、私は日本語を喋って、子供たちは、注意してないと、自分たちが注意してないと、ナチュラルに英語で返ってくるので、日本語でって私が言って、また日本語の会話が始まって、で、私はフランス語がわかるので、パパが子供たちにフランス語で喋ってて、私がそこにフランス語で会話に参加して、で、パパは、日本語わからないので、私たちが日本語で話してるときに、一人で勝手に自分の話をしているんだろうっていうふうに妄想をして、なんか言われてるって妄想している感じですね。
でも例えば何か問題があったり心配事があったり、こうなんか深い会話をしないといけない時っていうのは、うん、それも日本語なんですか？
私は日本語でほとんど喋るんですけど、感覚的になんか、そうだな、なんか例えば本質的なこととか、ボキャブラリーが子供が大人の言葉がわからないのと同じような感じで、そういう時はちょっと英語の単語をちょっとルーオーシバみたいに持ってきて、まあ結構ルーオーシバ的な会話になるかなって感じですけど、うん、できるだけ簡単な日本語を使って説明するけど、まあ、ボキャブラリー的には英語をちょっと持ってきてっていう感じですかね。
今回の The Voice Kids のオンエアを見てお母さんはどうでしたか？
すっごい反響が良かったので、私がソーシャルメディアにシェアした時とか、なんか道とかでもいろんな人につけまして、すごい良かったみたいに言われて、あ、すごいリアクションだなっていうのはあったんだけれども、私はその現場でステージにいて、その瞬間の臨場感の中で、なんか鳥肌とかでは言い表せないほどの、なんかものすごいものを見てしまったっていう、ものすごい衝撃と感動を体験してるので、なんかこうテレビ通すとこんな感じかみたいな、ちょっと私はちょっとどっちかっていうとそういう感じで、あ、 すごいいいけどこんな感じに見えるんだねっていう方が、うん、大きいかな。やっぱその当日の感動は、おまさるものはやっぱりないから、あの時のあの感じはちょっと忘れられないし、今自分の言葉で表現してって言ってもちょっと時間が経っちゃったので、なんとなくこう温度差があるような感じがして、ちょっと表現しづらいかなっていうのはあります。
この出るきっかけっていうのを教えていただけますか？
出るきっかけは、あのフランスのその、テレビ、番組を作ってる制作の方が、スカウトを担当してる若い女の子がいて、で、その子が、こう、いろいろ、世界中というか、フランス語で歌ってる、なんかその、子供で、うん、才能のある子いないかな、みたいな、サーチしてた時に、太陽の YouTube チャンネルが出てきて、で、それを見て、YouTube を介して連絡してくれたって感じです。
あの、テレビの一幕だけ見ると、本当この、成功した部分しか見えないんですけど、やっぱりそこにたどり着くまでっていうのはいろいろな苦労があったんではないでしょうか。
親がやらせてるっていう感じじゃなくて、自分が好きでやってきてたので、その興味があるっていうところ、興味があるなって思ったものに対して、その環境をできるだけ上げる、環境をちょっと周りを整えてあげるっていうのを繰り返してきてて、なので、なんかこれを、なんか、多分一番難しいのってすごいやる気にさせるとか、好きにさせるとか、くじけないようになんか続けさせるとか、なんかそういうとこが難しいのかなとか思うんだけど、それをしてなかったので、私は特にしてなかったので、なんか大変ってことはなかったし、まあでもバスキングをずっと続けて、あのバスキングね、その路上でライブをするっていうのは6歳からずっと続けてきてて、それをずっと支えてたのは、あの、旦那、パパの方なので、その、毎週か、まあ2週間に1回とか、いつもこう連れてってあげてっていうところに関しては、まあ努力がいったのかもしれないけど、でも本人も好きでやってたので、自分がやりたくて、その息子を手伝ってるっていう感じだったから、すごい大変ってことはなかったと思う。ただ、たまに、今思えば、9歳、うん、8歳、9歳ぐらいになってくると、ただ可愛いだけで人がお金をくれるっていうのじゃないステージっていうのをやっぱ通らなきゃいけなくて、最初6歳ぐらいだと、こんな小さな子が、なんか演奏してて可愛いっていうので応援してくれて、もちろん才能もあるなっていうのもあると思うんだけど、その応援してくれる気持ちで、こう、チップしてくれたのが、やっぱ7歳ぐらいになってくると、こう、赤ちゃんっぽさみたいなのがどんどんなくなっていくし、少年っぽくなっていく中で、可愛さだけじゃなくて自分を表現しなきゃいけないとか、自分のスタイルだったりとか、なんかそういうフェーズに来た時に、ちょっとなんかどうしたらいいんだろうみたいな、なんて言うんだろう。ちょっとなんかやる気がないっていうか、今までのような感じで楽しめないなみたいなフェーズは本人の中にあったのかなみたいな感じはして、でその時にでも自分なりに自分のやり方とかを見つけて、でそのタイミングで結構こうピアノとかを見つけて歌ったりとか、次のレベルに自分自身でこうなんか自分でこう乗り越えてたかなって感じはしますね。
うん、I want to ask back to Tayo. I understand that all the filming has been done, including the final.Where you take all these possible outcome shots. So what is it like for you to, you know, to take all these shots of winning and not winning and everything else?
Yeah, it's quite strange actually, because basically, when everything is filmed, it isn't filmed like in the order that it's going to show on TV. So then like, you're just like, I saw him go before me, but now I'm before him. So, and then it's a bit strange because now it's like all in different parts, and then, and you kind of have to act in it too. You're just like, even if you already know like what your song is, you're just going to be like, oh yeah, oh wow. Yeah. And you kind of have to act like you're in the future and like you didn't know. Like you didn't know it, you know?
Mm. And was acting same for the parents as well?
No, the parents were not involved. We were in the waiting room, and that's all we did. It's just when we talk to our own family, or when we deal with people on social media, because he has quite a lot of followers, and it was broadcasted last week for him. So now we get a lot of questions like, hey guys, you're in France and everything. No, we're back in Australia now.
yeah.
Wow. And can you tell me a bit about your coach now that you are allowed to say this?
Yes. Well, the coach I chose, his name was Kenji. And I pointed out that his name, which is a Japanese name, Kenji, had an extra D in it. So, and then I pointed that out. And then now there's like 15 articles of like me saying that his name has a D in it, and that it's not, there's not supposed to be a D in it. And then he said that basically that his father just couldn't spell right, so he just put a D in it.
And why did you choose this coach?
He really struck me because he's the one who talked the most probably for me, and also he was also a busker too. He would busk in the streets, and yeah, that's mostly it.
It's interesting you bring up busking because that's how you started this journey. Are you still busking after all of this amazing experience?
Yes, of course, I'm still busking. I try to go every week with my drummer on Sundays at Circular Quay.
And what is it about busking that you enjoy?
Probably my favourite part about busking is when I'm playing a song and then I reach like the climax of the song. And then everybody's just like, whoa, yeah! And that, like, and it kind of gives me a rush of adrenaline, and it's so nice to hear, like, everybody cheering. And, yeah.
I just want to ask, Julian, what was it like for you to see Tayo on the show?
It was very special because it'd been 6 years since we'd been in France, like, COVID and everything. And so he got put into that group of 60 French kids, and it was a bit tough for him at first because, you know, he doesn't know all the French cultures, but what I really like that he got from that was to meet all the kids passionate with music. And I think that you don't always get that because there are less of them, so having 60 of them all together and having fun. And Tayo always brought his piano in a waiting room, and like he will start jamming and having other kids coming to jam with him. Like, it was just natural. There was just always music. And so that's what I really, really enjoyed. And the staff was super nice, and I loved it. Then I saw the reaction on social media, on like Facebook groups of a TV channel, because we were not in France when it was released. We watched it at 5 a.m. here. And there was a lot of comment around him being very confident, because he was really confident. Like, when the coaches started talking, he said, "Hey, can I just sit down here?" And he just sat and relaxed. And so everyone was, like, amazed by his voice, but by the fact that he was so confident. And it's really rare, I think, in France to have the kids being confident. And so you had also a part of people saying, "Oh, he's too confident, you know, like that's too much." And then there was like a little back and forth between people on social media saying, "Well, look, in Australia, they actually are more positive and support the kids more at school. And so that comes out as being more confident. And maybe we should copy-paste that to France." Which I thought was very interesting to see, because I saw him becoming confident with basking, but it's true, the education does a lot.
Wow, that's very interesting. Mm. What was it like for you? Do you feel like everybody else was a lot more shy, a lot more timid than
yes.
you?
Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Some less than others, but some did, like, break down. Maybe they didn't show it on stage, but, like, once they're backstage, it's just, like, all the adrenaline is just, like, goes away.
But it's hard for them because, you know, they played a lot in the shower, you know, and then for the one who have a coach, they'll be singing with a coach, and then suddenly they put in front of a camera, yeah, and it's nerve-breaking.
Yeah.
And there's a step that is missing in between, and I think that's what Tayo is doing with performing on the street, is to have an audience every week on the street, and you know, it took years for Tayo to get to that confidence and not being scared of being imperfect. I think that was his biggest learning.
Yeah. Mm.
No stress on the show for you?
No, still some stress. Maybe if you could hear my voice trembling a little bit. So it was my first time, so it was pretty nerve-wracking for me. But then at the end, I was just like, that was good.
But what was interesting is that he was so focused in his song, he didn't see the coaches turning.
Oh, you didn't?
I only realized until the end of the song that all four had turned. So I was just like playing, you know, and then I was just like, and then at the end, I turn around and I see all four coaches looking at me, and I'm just like, wow.
Wow, they turned quite early.
Yeah. And I didn't
realize
that.
20 seconds into it.
Yeah.
Wow, so you were in your zone.
Yeah.
And I know, Julian, you've been taking his videos and photos all throughout his journey. Mm. What is it like as a father to be supporting your son and seeing him grow and get all this attention?
It's really good, like, because, I mean, in our family, we've got a special story. Like, his younger sister has cerebral palsy, and so we had to, you know, give extra effort to support her and extra attention to her. So performing, basking, and now the show has been an opportunity to, you know, change the balance a little bit and, like, put the focus, the spotlight on him. So I think it's been really good for us because, you know, you want to treat your kid the same way. And so, and it was good, like, his sister was there. She was on the show. She got makeup on. Like, she could. So it was all the family together. I think that's what I like.
And she got some screen time, too.
And she's got some screen time. I think he only hit us last week at 5 a.m. when we watched the show and then my mom just called me and goes, the whole family is contacting me, my friends, my neighbors, everyone is contacting me.
Yeah, we got so many family and friends suddenly.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Amazing. So experience.
That was good, yeah.
Does it worry you with all the social media followers Tayo has? And he's only 13.
Yeah. So, look, you know, for a year he had like 7,000 followers and he got a few, like, bad feedback. So he started to get used to the bad feedback. Do you know, like, but now, like, over the months, it went through the roof, like 355,000. Like, it's crazy. And now he's getting, like, so much support from everywhere in the world. But still, sometimes, you know, when he sees, like, these thousands of, like, great voice, everything, and then there's one that goes, oh, no, I don't like that. And then he focuses on that.
It's hard.
So it's teaching him to let go and to not having everyone liking you. And then I read the DM first because there's some interesting people out there. Yeah. But at the same time, he gets a lot of opportunities through the DMs. Like, I mean, that's how he got to The Voice. Like, he was on YouTube. Like, it was just a performance of From the Street that I had recorded, posted on YouTube of a French song. And then they contacted us on Instagram through DMs. It was on a Friday night. They were saying the audition closes on Monday. Can you make it? So wow. The fact, like, to be able to respond quickly, to be accessible. Yeah. He got invited to other show that we can't talk about just yet, but it's cool. And it's he's got people wanting to help him. It's funny now because now that he's been on the French TV, we get DMs of saying, hey, if you're in France, you can come and stay at my place.
So can you share with me some of the highlights for the show for you that's most memorable?
I think the highlights for me is, like, that one moment in the blind audition when the band kicks in. That was, like, and a feeling that I had never felt before. It's like these goosebumps and, like, shivers going down my spine. And, like, that one moment where it's just boom. And then that was such an amazing feeling. And then not just that, there was also when I saw all these other people, when I was, like jamming in backstage. いっぱい子供いて、そしてその子供と一緒に音楽とか弾いてたの。それも超楽しかった。
From busking to be on the TV show, does the entertainment industry attract you after all of this experience?
Yes, I want to go again and again and again and again. I want to go, like, as many possibilities as possible.
And then we forget that you're only 13. So other than music, what do you do in your spare time?
Gardening.
Gardening?
Yeah, at the moment I'm growing some strawberries. Yeah, very nice. Surfing, definitely. I just went surfing this morning.
Now, your family are your biggest supporters. Is that right to say your journey so far is not possible without them?
Yeah.
What do you want to say to your wonderful parents?
I think I would say thank you to every single one of them, especially, and also including my sister, of course. She really helped me, too, in motivation, too. And, thank you, Mama. And thank you, Papa.
Where is it for you from here onwards? Do you have anything planned?
No, I'm just keeping it easy breezy, like a wave, you know? And just, like, don't have too many things, like, planned ahead, you know?
I think the short-term goal is he wants to make it to the Bluesfest Festival in Byron Bay. They have a baskers competition, like, a week before the festival. So that's the next big target. It's next year. And the top six winners get to play into the real festival. So
it's a good, big
it's
stage.
A good, yeah, so that's what he likes. He wants a stage. So.
Yeah,
bigger and bigger the stage gets.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I really enjoy, being on stage, because it's just that feeling when the band kicks in, that just feeling of being on stage, because it's completely different from busking, really. It's got some, I don't know what it is, maybe it's the lights or anything, but this feeling is just very particular, this sense, you know? And I just want to do it as much as possible.
Thank you so much for coming to SBS. It was so wonderful to
have
you on.
And thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This was SBS Japanese podcast, Bilingual Chit Chat. For more from SBS Japanese, head over to sbs.com.au/Japanese.
もっとストーリーをお聞きになりたい方は iTunes や Google Podcast、Spotify などでお楽しみいただけます。